AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's supreme leader is calling it a no-brainer to engage with the country's enemy. He's opening the door to renewed negotiations with the U.S. over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei renewed his warnings Washington wasn't to be trusted. The conference board says consumers are feeling more confident about the economy. Its Consumer Confidence Index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. In the middle part of the country, it is very, very hot.
At the Minnesota State Fair Monday, visitors like Mikosa Taylor were trying to beat the soaring temperatures.
As long as people stay hydrated, I think we're going to be okay.
National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says parts of Illinois and Ohio will approach 100 degrees.
With heat indices that may be exceeding 110 degrees in some places, so very hot temperatures today. But that does start to shift eastward over the next few days.
He says this week the heat shifts eastward and some areas of the country could see problematic rain. I'm Julie Walker.
After a 15-year hiatus, Oasis is reuniting. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. There's been a long-time feud between brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher, but apparently they've made up. The plan is for Oasis to tour the British Isles next summer, 14 dates in Wales, England, Scotland, and Ireland. There is a new ad push by Vice President Kamala Harris to draw attention to her plan to build 3 million new homes over 4 years. Meantime, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is campaigning today in Michigan. A judge in Florida denied bond for a fired deputy in the shooting of a black Air Force senior airman who answered his apartment door while holding a gun pointed at the floor. The head of the Ukrainian army says troops have gained control of nearly 500 square miles of Russia's Kursk region. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging lower on Wall Street, pulling the Dow Jones Industrial Average below the record high it set a day earlier. The Dow gave back 50 points in early trading Tuesday. That's about 0.1%. The S&P 500 also lost 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.2%. The parent company of CBS and the Paramount Movie Studio sank 5.8%. That came after Edgar Bronfman Jr. abandoned his bid for the company, clearing the way for it to be acquired by the media company Skydance. Treasury yields rose slightly in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Opera Philadelphia is lowering all tickets to $11, establishing a pick-your-price model. New general manager Anthony Ross Costanzo announced the company has raised $7 million since June 1st. The money addressed debt and enabled the new model, in which people can pay more than the minimum if they want to. Opera Philadelphia sold more than 14,000 tickets last season at an average of $85.77. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.